Chapter 1. Blackmail. It's a strange conversation. At first, I don't even notice that I am being blackmailed. I am sitting behind the stage with Martin Addison at the rehearsal for the school play, and suddenly I hear him say,
"I read your email."
"What?" I look up.
"Earlier,"
he replies.
"It was an accident. You didn't log out of the library computer, and I started using it straight after you and saw your email. So, why aren't you using your real name?"
I want to answer sarcastically. To keep people like you from knowing who I really am. So, that worked really well. I feel really stupid. Then, he actually smiles.
"My brother Carter is gay, you know. Look, Spire."
Although my name is Simon, my friends call me by my last name. Spire, which means the one who watches.
"I don't have a problem with it. But I'm guessing that you don't want people to know."
I don't. Except that coming out doesn't frighten me. It won't be nice, but I will have to do it sometime. It is just that I don't know what coming out means for Blue. For Blue and me.
"Well, I'm not going to show anyone,"
Martin says. And then I realize. "Show anyone?" I say. "Did you take a screenshot?" He smiles.
"Anyway, I know you're friends with Abby Suzo, so I want to ask."
I throw back my head and laugh. "So you want me to put in a good word for you with her?"
"Well, yes."
He looks at me, and then I understand. This Abby thing. This is what he wants. If I can help make her his girlfriend, he won't show everyone in the school my emails. And Blue's emails. I feel really stupid.
Why didn't I log out?
I've always quite liked Martin before. He is a bit stupid, but he can be funny. Except that I'm not laughing now. He's being an asshole.
"It's just, I mean, I like Abby. I'm thinking that maybe you can help me. You know, invite me to stuff that you're doing with her."
"And if I don't," I say, "you'll put the emails on the school's Facebook page? Is that what you're saying?"
"I just think that we can help each other," he says quietly.
Then, after a moment, he adds,
"So who's Blue?"
"No one," I reply. "He lives in California." But Blue doesn't live in California. I don't know his real name, but he lives in Shady Creek, and he goes to our school. He is someone. Maybe he is someone that I know. But I don't know who. And I'm not sure that I want to know. It is evening now, and I'm not feeling happy. My mom, dad, and little sister Nora are in the sitting room, but I don't want to join them. My mom always wants to know everything about my day, so I decide to walk to my friend Nick's house with our dog, Bieber. The fall air smells lovely as we walk along the road. When we arrive, Leah is there too, playing video games with him. Nick plays great guitar, and Leah loves slash fiction. Love stories about people from books who are the same sex. There's stuff like Harry Potter and Draco Malfoy. Leah, Nick, and I are really old friends, and we have perfect moments together. Except that they don't know that I am gay. No one knows that. Except Blue. At Shady Creek High School, there are one or two boys who have come out, and people haven't been kind to them. They don't hit them or anything like that, but the word fag, a really horrible word for gay people, is often used. We talk about music for a bit, and they joke again that I look like Harry Potter. Then Nick makes us some tea and starts talking about the ideas of a famous doctor called Freud. Leah and I look at each other, and I know that we are thinking the same thing. It is hard not to like Nick when he's talking about clever stuff. I always try not to fall in love with straight men, but Leah has fallen, and it has made a lot of problems. Because Nick likes Abby, who is new to the school and our small group. At first, I didn't understand why Leah hates Abby, and she wouldn't answer my questions about it.
"Oh, she's the best," she said. "I mean, she's a cheerleader, and she's really cute and thin. Doesn't that make her amazing?"
Leah really knows how to be sarcastic. But then I saw Nick change seats with Bram Greenfield at lunch because he wanted to be nearer to Abby. And his love-filled eyes kept turning toward her. When Leah saw those eyes, she went silent. So maybe there is a good reason for helping Martin Addison. If Martin and Abby go out with each other, then the problem with Nick and Abby will go away, and Leah will relax. Things will be normal again. From hourtohour.notetonote@gmail.com. 2. bluegreen118@gmail.com. Date, October 17th at 12:06 a.m. Subject, re when you know. That's quite a story, Blue. When did you last see him? I don't know when I realized. It was lots of little things, like a dream I had about Daniel Radcliffe. And then, when I was in eighth grade, I had this girlfriend. We didn't do much. I think we held hands and we went to the eighth grade dance. I think that she wanted us to kiss. This is not one of my proudest moments. I was a coward. I ran away to the bathroom and stayed there all evening. I never spoke to my girlfriend again. So that's when I knew that I was gay. Right, I must finish here. It's been a very strange day. Jacques. From bluegreen118@gmail.com. 2. hourtohour.notetonote@gmail.com. Date, October 17th at 8:46 a.m. Subject, re when you know. I'm the only one that you've told? That's amazing. Thank you, Jacques. It's strange because I don't talk about this with anyone else either. Only you. Don't be too angry with yourself about your girlfriend. Everyone does stupid things in eighth grade. You asked me a question. I've only seen him a couple of times. He was married. It was all in my head. It's strange, isn't it? How someone can show you your sexuality and they never know they are doing it? I'm sure that he still thinks of me as his cousin's strange 12-year-old son. Sorry about your strange day. Blue.